Sam McBride, investment analyst at New Constructs, is here. He, like the entire firm, evaluates security on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And we're heading for trouble. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is where we are joined each week by the experts at New Constructs, where they do evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. We go looking for trouble. That's what they look for, too. I mean, actually, they will look at both ends. But they dig in at the footnotes level. And often they find that when you work your way up from the bottom, you get a very different perception than what somebody sees when they're going from the top down. You know, at the top down, you can look at those numbers and come away thinking,
you are so good looking.
At New Constructs, they ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is definitely that possible. And when it happens and something is misleading, well, that makes it de facto dangerous. By the way, if it works in the other direction, if something looks bad on the surface level, but they dig in, find out that it's misleading and the numbers are better, that's where you're going to find something attractive. And if you want to find something attractive or something dangerous, well, they put a list of their most attractive and dangerous stocks. You can find that at newconstructs.com. You can also find there a blog post about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information on what we discussed today, go find it at the website newconstructs.com. On Twitter, at New Constructs. Sam McBride is investment analyst for New Constructs. Sam, good to have you on the show again.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The IPO market.
Danger, danger.
The IPO market. Now, of course, IPO stands for it's probably overpriced. Sometimes it stands for initial public offerings, but it's not just probably overpriced. There's a distinct problem. Is the problem just the pricing, or is the problem some mechanism in the market itself?
It's a bit of everything. You know, it's been the pricing, it's the corporate governance. That's something we've talked about a lot, is that sort of dual class shares that keep public shareholders from having any role in corporate governance have become the norm. It's business models that prioritize growth at the expense of profitability. It's all these things that have been the case, I think, for years, where you've had so much capital in the private markets bidding these companies up, giving them these absurd valuations, letting them lose money for years and years and years. And for a long time, they've been able to dump that risk on the public markets. You've seen them be able to convince public shareholders to ignore all these concerns and buy these IPOs at absurd valuations. But we've seen in the last few weeks is that finally seems to be shifting. We've seen the WeWork IPO fall flat. They've cut their valuation now potentially by almost 80%. They're reforming their corporate governance. We saw Smile Direct Club just recently flop on their first day of trading. I think public shareholders are finally taking a stand, and it really is changing the structure of the IPO market in a pretty significant way.
So, I mean, for most investors, they don't get that involved in the IPO market. They hear about something, but because we as average folk are not going to be able to really play the pop, we kind of avoid it anyway. For you, as you're looking at the IPO market and issuing this warning, how long are you warning us away from IPOs? In other words, okay, do we stay away from an IPO that's come through this market if we're interested in the stock for 6 months? Do we wait for, you know, is there a time constraint that the way you see the IPO market right now, unless you can somehow participate and maybe get a piece of that pop, you just want to wait until a stock is how old before you get into it?
You know, I don't think it's a matter of time so much as it's a matter of fundamentals of corporate governance. You know, I think what investors need to be looking for is this company starting to show a real path to profitability? Is this company acting in a way where they're giving shareholders a real say in the governance of the company? Those are the big things that for a long time companies have not even really been bothering to do at all. And I think with this change in the IPO market, you're going to see companies starting to try to make superficial changes. That's what we've seen with WeWork. You know, they've reformed their corporate governance, but that means they're lowering the the voting power of the super voting Class B shares from 20 times the shares are selling to the public down to 10 times. So it's not actually changing anything meaningfully. Their CEO is still going to have complete control. So I think investors, if they're looking for, you know, how do they get, when do they want to get into these companies, when does it make sense, it's when they change the corporate governance, it's when they change their business practices in a really meaningful way.
And so that also means that, you know, you guys evaluate funds and ETFs as well. And there are ETFs that are based on the Ipox-Schuster IPO indexes, and we've had, in fact, Joseph Schuster on the show a few times. Would you also be saying, you know, hey, this market is the same way that you don't want to normally buy a traditional fund or an ETF that has a bunch of dangerous stocks? In this case, you would say, yeah, and avoid the ETF, the IPO ETFs as well?
Absolutely. We would be recommending to stay away from those ETFs. The Renaissance Capital IPO ETF, ticker IPO, we have a very unattractive rating on currently.
So it's IPOs in general. Yeah, it's probably overpriced. You could also call them IPDs. It's probably dangerous. That's why the IPO market itself is in the danger zone. That's the pick this week. And if you want to get more information on it, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all their danger zone picks so you can get more details and more that's behind it. Sam McBride, thanks as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
That's Sam McBride, everybody, investment analyst at New Constructs. They're on Twitter at New Constructs, and again, online at newconstructs.com. Okay, I promised you three big interviews today. The third one is coming, so settle back and relax. We're entering the home stretch on today's edition of Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.